The objective was the T-junction, defended by the company from the 6th Parachute Regiment. The last 100 or so meters of the road leading to the T-junction was straight, with a gentle downward slope. There were shallow ditches on both sides. F Company was on the left flank, with E Company going straight down the road and D Company in reserve. The orders were to move into Carentin and link up with the 327th coming in from the north. All was quiet, no action. Lieutenant Lavinson, formerly of E Company, now Battalion S1, went into a field to take a crap. The men could see his white fanny in the early dawn light. A German sniper fired one shot and hit Lavinson in the butt. He was evacuated to England. Later, as he was being flown back to the States, his plane went down over the Atlantic. By this time, Winters was furious. It had taken all night for regiment to get the men in position. Stop, move out, stop, move out, so many times that the men were worn out. It shouldn't have been, Winters said. It wasn't that difficult. We had screwed away the night, just getting into position. There was no time for a reconnaissance. Easy had no idea what lay ahead. There was no artillery preparation or airstrikes. The order came down, attack at 0600. Winters had his old platoon, the 1st, under Lieutenant Welsh, on the left side of the road, just past where the road curved and then straightened out, with 2nd platoon on the right and 3rd platoon in reserve. The men lay down in the ditches by the side of the road, awaiting orders. The German defenders had not revealed their machine gun position or fired any mortars. Everything was quiet. At 0600, Winters ordered, "Move out!" Welsh kicked off the advance, running down the road toward the T-junction, some 50 meters away, his platoon following. The German machine gun opened fire straight down the road. It was in a perfect position, at the perfect time to wipe out the company. The fire split the platoon. The 7th man behind Welsh stayed in a ditch. So did the rest of the platoon, almost 30 men. They were face down in the ditches on both sides of the road, trying to snuggle in as close as they could. Winters jumped into the middle of the road, highly agitated, yelling, "Move out! Move out!" It did no good. The men remained in place, heads down in the ditch. From his rear, Winters could hear Lieutenant Colonel Strayer, Lieutenants Hester and Nixon, and other members of the battalion HQ hollering at him, "To get them moving, Winters! Get them moving!"